A Swedish dinner. On Monday, we were invited to dine with the family of a merchant whose wife had begun to keep the Sabbath. These friends sent their carriage for us and did all in their power to render our visit pleasant. Our reception was a silent one, as Elder Madison, who acted as interpreter, had not yet arrived, but we were cordially welcomed. After laying aside our wraps, the lady of the house gave me her arm and conducted me to the dining hall, a large, nicely furnished room in which were several sofas and a number of small tables, each covered with a linen cloth. In the center of the room stood a larger table, arranged as usual with a large flower pot in the center, and spread with bread and butter, cheese, cold meat, and various delicacies. After the arrival of Elder Madison, a few moments were spent in conversation. Then we gathered about the table, all standing, while Brother M. asked a blessing in Swedish. We then took what we wished from the table. Some stood or walked about, others were seated, as they pleased, about the room. After the smorgas was eaten, we seated ourselves at the small tables and were served with fish, meat, and vegetables very nicely prepared. After this, plates of soup were brought in. It was of two kinds, meat soup and a dish called plum soup, made from prunes, raisins, apples, etc. Last came the dessert of cooked pears and cream. Then all stood up around the center table and gave thanks in silence. After this, each guest shook hands with the host and hostess, thanking them for the entertainment, and then the ceremony was ended. We passed into another room and spent some time in conversation. Elder Madison read and explained portions of Scripture, and we had a season of prayer. An hour or two after dinner, it is customary to serve cakes and coffee. Our friends, knowing that we did not use the latter, substituted hot water and cream. This we drank from tiny china cups, but we had no need to eat again. We bade our friends farewell and were conveyed in their carriage back to the home of Brother Hedin. As is the custom of Scandinavia, the leave-taking was more ceremonious than our reception.